This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Ira Flatow, host of NPR Science Friday and regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day, is back. Ira, we've asked you to explain this to me baffling report this week about plant genetics. Please.
Yeah, very unusual story. Scientists at Purdue University were experimenting with plants in their laboratories, and they were using a very common mustard plant. They modified or mutated the genes in the plant so that the offspring of the plant produced deformed flowers. The parents had normal flowers, the offspring had deformed flowers. Then they let the plants pollinate themselves, and they planted the seeds of these deformed plants, and they were shocked at the results. 90% of the grandchildren plants had deformed flowers, just like the parents. That's not the shocking part. The shocking part was that 10%, or 1 in 10, had normal-looking flowers, just like the grandparents did.
And isn't this, doesn't this contravene some law of genetics established
sure.
in the 1800s by, was it Gregory Mendel?
Gregory Mendel and his peas said that, you know, if you inherit two copies of these genes that are deformed, or any two copies of the genes, all the plants should be, you know, looking alike. It's somehow these plants were able to either repair their genetic damage or remember what the grandparents' genes looked like and go back, sort of skip a generation, go back to their grandparents' generation. And scientists are just mystified about how this has happened.
And the news coverage I've seen on this, it talks about some kind of repair mechanism in these plants. Is that it? Do plants have some kind of...
Well, we don't know. That's what makes this so unusual. The speculation here is that there must be some unknown mechanism of inheritance of the grandparents' genes. Perhaps the genetic blueprint, it's finding its way to these grandchildren, even when the DNA is changed. Perhaps the secret is in the RNA, which carries out the instruction of the DNA. Maybe the RNA is not just some sort of labor force of the DNA. Perhaps it has some capacity to carry out the blueprint from generation to generation, too.
Can I make an analogy here with humans, that is, an animal species, in a sense? Grandparents might have blue eyes and children brown eyes, and the blue eyes would show up again in grandkids. Is this at all the same thing?
No, this is not quite the same thing. This is a case where we, you know, if you have parents that have one kind of gene and your other parent has another kind of gene, the possibility is that you'll inherit some traits from one parent and some traits from the other parent. But in this case, the genes were identical. The plant was self-pollinating. The two genes were identical, the two mutated genes. So there should be no way that that the grandchildren could inherit anything but these mutated genes, and somehow this happened.
Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thanks, Ira.
You're welcome.